This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Traditional brick-and-mortar bookstores selling traditional paper books are and have been for a while now facing tough competition here and in the UK as well. Tomorrow, though, in London, one of the world's best-known bookstores is taking it right at the competition. Foyles on Charing Cross Road is officially opening a new $60 million flagship store, which is, I think, what the cost-benefit analysts call a gutsy move. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Okay, if you remove your card.
The store is bristling with digital technology, including a smartphone system for guiding customers to the books they're looking for. Easy to forget that technology, in the shape of e-books and online retailing, poses the biggest threat to this business. The boss, Christopher Foyle.
Some people think we're mad, some people think we're very brave, some people think we're actually now going to reverse the trend that we're all witnessing.
The stampede away from physical books and physical bookstores may be abating, he claims. The early signs for the new store are certainly positive. Even before it's officially open, Foyles is full of book-loving customers.
I do love the atmosphere of bookshops, the calmness.
It's the serendipity of coming across something that you didn't know you were looking for, which is somehow different from doing it online.
I love books. You know, I do have a computer and I do, but there's nothing like holding a book.
Okay, that's £76.96, please.
Some analysts say these physical book lovers are a vanishing breed, that eventually e-books will command 95% of the market. But Patrick O'Brien of Verdict Retail Research isn't so sure.
We are seeing that the e-book market is really starting to mature already. So we're not really seeing that it's going to destroy the physical book market in the near term.
He says there's no reason Foyle's new traditional bookshop won't prosper. One tradition Christopher Foyle intends to stamp out. Such was the chaos and clutter of the old store that stealing books became endemic, even respectable.
And I've even got a letter in the archive from one academic gentleman who bitterly resented being prosecuted for stealing vast quantities of books. He thought it was his right as a poor academic, his God-given right, to steal as many books as he possibly could.
Foyle is confident that in the new store he can protect his physical books from theft with the use of the latest security and surveillance technology. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.